Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Nova, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBian with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
You're very welcome to the first part of this month's feature of Ours to Protect here on Radio Nova. My name is Traco Brainon, and every month we'll be exploring the reality of climate change and looking toward a greener and more sustainable future. This month, we're looking at fast fashion, which as we know has a significant environmental impact. Unfortunately, the industry's problems are often overlooked by consumers. So first things first.
What is fast fashion?
It's time to head over to the Boys and Girls of Ardrí National School in Navan.
Martha.
Julia.
Joe.
Anna.
Lena.
Jeremiah.
Florence.
Aisha.
Kevin.
Connor.
Tiernan.
Amy.
Timmy.
Kaylee.
Rory.
Cavi.
Victor.
Kieran.
And see what they think fast fashion is.
Fast fashion is clothes being made quicker and cheaper, but it's bad for the environment. Fast fashion is clothes that are badly made through poverty and taken advantage.
Fast fashion produces trendy clothes for low prices and low quality.
Fast fashion is when something becomes really trendy, but then quickly dies off as something new and even more trendier has hit the markets.
Fast fashion are clothes that are being made quick and cheap, that don't last long and only last you a few days.
Clearly, the younger generation are up to speed with fast fashion and the damage it's doing. I also spoke with Aaron Murphy from Rediscover Fashion in the Rediscovery Centre in Ballymun and asked her the same question.
So fast fashion is a highly profitable business model that was adopted in the 1990s by companies. And basically it is the idea where they're bringing high fashion to the streets very, very quickly. That's where the kind of term fast fashion came from. It means that the production methods are very, very fast. It means that the quality of what's being made isn't... that isn't the main focus. It's not high quality. The idea is that it's very, very cheap for consumers to buy it, which is, the main kind of attraction with it.
Yeah.
Also, one of the kind of key features of it is very fast changing trends. I think it's important to remember that it is a business model and, it is for profit. It's not just the way things are. And I like to kind of emphasize that because it means it can change, there's a demand and supply kind of thing. So if we change, that will feed back to the suppliers and that will change as well. It will force a change, So that's not to say that it's all on us as consumers to be the instigators of change. Like, that change needs to be in industry as well and regulated by government. So, it's not all on us to change what we're doing. We need the context around us that we're shopping in to change also.
So ultimately it is about, because they're trying, the fashion is going to be changing very quickly and it's a kind of, fashion is changing quicker because of these fast fashion.
Yeah.
I guess that's kind of fueling it even more.
Yeah. So fast fashion is kind of fueled by mass consumption and it kind of does, it is designed to encourage this in a few different ways. So the price point I mentioned already, the clothes that are made in the fast fashion by the fast fashion industry are very, very cheap.
Yeah.
It's also, they're not made to last.
Yeah.
So they're not kind of hard wearing. It's also the micro trends. So the very fast changing fashions. And, there's a lot of social media kind of influencers kind of promoting single wear kind of trends and also, shopping hauls, that kind of trend as well. So, it really is. There's a lot of kind of, pressure put on buying and buying and buying and new and new and new.
And part of that, I presume, is that, when there's a fast fashion produce out there on the market, there's the next one ready to push in. It's pushing
totally.
All the time.
Oh, totally. Yeah, yeah. It's pushing all the time. So, yeah, that would be the kind of micro trend kind of pressure, I guess, people want to be looking good and have the next trend and be on trend, I guess, is the idea.
So now that we know what fast fashion is, what can we do to make our wardrobe a little more eco-friendly? Time for a quick chat with the Earthy virtual assistant, Lorna Ann Tierney from the Earthy Marketplace.
Okay, so tips on making your wardrobe a little greener. The first thing I'll say is you don't have to overhaul your whole wardrobe overnight to be more sustainable. It's more about shifting, you know, how we think about clothes. So the first tip is simple, buy less. And buy, of course, with intention. So if you see something, I would say, like, pause, ask yourself, like, do I really need this? And of course, if you feel you do, like, also check in on, like, you know, will I wear this a lot? Like, maybe will I wear this, you know, up to 30 times? Can you see that? Because just asking yourself those questions, you know, that alone can cut down massively on your waste. The second thing is secondhand shopping. That's a big one. Obviously, charity shops, there's vintage fairs, there's online platforms like Depop. They're full of great options. And of course, it's at a fraction of the cost often as new clothes. So, you know, you're saving money and you're saving the planet. So it's a big win. So you're given, and, you know, of course, you're given something a second life. When you do need something new, you know, I would say, first off, you know, try and support brands that are transparent about how they make their clothes, you know, things like organic fabrics, fair wages and low waste production. I would also try and look for really good quality so that you know that they're going to last a long time. And then obviously there's the care aspect of like looking after your clothes to make sure that they do have a long life. You know, mending and that kind of thing is actually really enjoyable. And it's obviously keeping clothes in use longer. And that's one of the greenest things that you can do. So a sustainable wardrobe is really just a mindful one. It's about slowing down, getting creative and finding joy in what you already own.
According to the UN Environment Programme, the fast fashion industry is the second biggest consumer of water and is responsible for about 10% of all global carbon emissions, more than all international flights and maritime shipping combined. The industry dries up water sources and pollutes rivers and streams, while 85% of all textiles go to dumps each year. Even washing clothes releases 500,000 tons of microfibers into the ocean each year, the equivalent of 50 billion plastic bottles. So if fast fashion is the problem, is slow fashion the solution? And what is slow fashion? It essentially takes an ethical and sustainable approach to producing clothes. The slow fashion movement is a direct response to the harmful impact of fast fashion on the environment and garment workers. It advocates for making fashion choices that are kinder to people and to the planet. So slow fashion quality clothing is definitely a step in the right direction, along with buying pre-loved clothes, mending garments to give them life again, and hiring outfits for special occasions. All examples of methods that will bring us a step closer to that solution. We'll be looking at different businesses and enterprises over the coming weeks that are doing their bit to provide sustainable alternatives. And we'll also be getting some more advice on how we can make our wardrobe a little bit greener. That's Aris to Protect on Nova with myself, Track O'Brien, on next Sunday morning after 7.
Ours to Protect is funded by Comisú na Meán with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Radio Nova and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more.